the thing about these types of construction is that you look at, let's say, 3D modules, flat pack 2D modules. In other words, construction, some of which takes place off-site, and then you work with those on site as well. It's just a new way of doing things. It's a huge challenge for firms. But when I was speaking there, there were a number of people exhibiting, and there was one company called Vision Built, and it's in Tubbercurry, and without a doubt, they're a pioneer in delivering on these modern methods of construction. And there's 90 people employed in Tubbercurry, and they specialise in design and manufacture of modular sustainable buildings. And what we're speaking of here is, let's say, classrooms. It can be used in housing as well, healthcare modular units, commercial projects. So they're very much to the forefront. I had a good chat with them. I certainly will be going to visit them, going to see them, what they're doing in the coming few weeks. But it's great to see a Sligo company to the fore in what we call new and innovative ways of speeding up our construction process and delivering the kind of infrastructure that we need for the country.
And you also highlighted, Minister, the fact that they're providing training and mentorship as well across a number of key areas like design, sustainability, manufacturing, and indeed the delivery of these projects, that's all key factors in addressing what is obviously a major crisis in the country in relation to housing.
Yes, and I suppose one of the things that I was most interested to hear was the fact that they do provide training, mentorship, apprenticeship, that there's various courses people can attend. When I spoke to some of the people there yesterday, what they said to me is, you know, anybody who's interested in working in the company doesn't necessarily need a background in construction. If they're, you know, willing to learn, that the opportunities are there. You learn on the job. And this is part, of course, of the whole push for more and more people to enter apprenticeships, which is very attractive to a lot of people. When you have companies that sponsor that, that push that, and that give people the opportunity to do that, well, then that's the direction we want to go in.